Erin. Two separate proposals could see a combined 906 houses coming to Erin's western fringe. On Thursday at 3 p.m. Erin Council will hold the statutory public meetings on two separate proposals for 5525 8th Line, 5520 8th Line and 5552 8th Line where the public will have an opportunity to voice any concerns. On the east side of 8th Line, a project calls for 288 residential dwelling units, 197 single detached homes, 91 townhouses. On the west side, two separate projects with a total of 618 residential dwelling units, a mix of single detached and condo townhomes. The total size of all three developments will reach 77 hectares. So far, for the east side, there have been no comments from the public regarding this development. However, for the west side, an adjacent landowner submitted significant written comments, some of which were a request of an 8-foot fence on the west property line at 5578th line, an assurance that light pollution of streetlights be minimized, an inquiry on whether or not the bridge at the southern part of 8th line is going to be preserved, and a request of what the construction time frame will be, as stated in the report. Both proposals require new zoning. The subject lands are currently zoned Future Development, FD, and Village Environmental Protection, EP1, in Erin's zoning by Law 07-67, as amended, stated in the report. The applicant is requesting to rezone to an appropriate residential zone category with site-specific performance standards to facilitate the proposal. The subject lands are currently zoned Future Development, FD, and Village Environmental Protection, EP1, in Erin's zoning by Law 07-67, as amended. The applicants are requesting to rezone to an appropriate residential zone category with site-specific performance standards to facilitate the proposal, and zoning all environmental lands to an appropriate zone category, stated the other report. Both the northwest and east side development plans have land set aside for parks, at a total of 2.621 hectares. The southwest side does not have specifically designated parkland, but it is to have a large piece of land set aside as the natural heritage system. The proposals were filed with the town in June and July, respectively, by EC, Erin, GP Inc. Empire, and 2,779,176 Ontario Inc. Matami, Erin, Limited, and 2,779,181 Ontario Inc. Jesse Galt is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.